Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All four guys are as valuable, but the interior D linemen are most effective because of the quick pressure on the quarterback. So you get a three technique who can beat a guard very quickly, and you put pressure at the quarterback's lap as soon as he's dropping back. I feel like sometimes that impacts the quarterback a lot more than the edge rushers who have to run the hoop, so to speak, around the tackle. So you're seeing this year's draft class, you're seeing a lot more explosive young interior defensive linemen who will definitely impact the draft.
That's D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans, and we bring you that because he's talking about the draft, and the Texans picked 25th, the Ravens picked 27th, so is it possible the Houston Texans could take somebody the Ravens covet at 27?
Look, there's a lot of people who would look at the Texans and the state of their offensive line last year and then trading Laremy Tunsil and there wasn't a whole lot to do. Like, if you really wanted to upgrade in free agency, like, Ronnie Stanley didn't change teams, or not a whole lot of tackles out there. So there's a lot of people who look at that and say, my God, right? They've got a young quarterback, and the offensive line looks like it needs help. They're going to take an offensive lineman. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. Like, he comes from a background in San Francisco where they were constantly accumulating defensive linemen, and they wanted to have as deep and robust of a rotation as you can. Their interior defensive line was a problem last year at times. They've got some young edge rushers that they like, but I'll put it to you this way. I'm not convinced that they don't take a D lineman. If there's one sitting there who they have the grade on and they think a lot of these offensive linemen just aren't of the same caliber, and maybe there's a little bit more of a run on offensive linemen than some are projecting in the first 20-some picks, that picks through it even more. It wouldn't shock me if they grab a player who we think would have been a Baltimore Raven if not for them intervening.
Yeah, definitely not. And look, you can look at the handful of picks even beyond them. Steelers need defensive line help. The Chargers need defensive line and edge help. Even the Packers, where I think there's potential for a lot of these teams in front of them to really dip into that defensive line class.
Well, let's take a look at another team in front of them. The Minnesota Vikings picked 24th. Head coach Kevin O'Connell, did free agency set them up to take the best player available?
Here's what I would say. I would say we've got to have a mindset of, I think best player available is good, At some positions, though, what you don't want is best player available has such a tremendous roadblock to getting on the field in front of them, you know, where, like, I think when you look at some development of positions, some really need to be out there, whether it's physicality, the speed of the game, just the repetitions that come with getting a real opportunity. So I think we can be in a best available mentality, but I think we want to draft players that are going to be high impact players, especially with our first round picks.
Minnesota Vikings, who declined to bring in Aaron Rodgers, J.J. McCarthy will be the quarterback for that football team. And they have talent around, so maybe that allows them to take the best player.
And I don't think that's performance art there. I don't think that's performative. I think O'Connell's a pretty straight shooter, and I think he's telling you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think he's telling you they're taking an offensive lineman. Like, they've got a pretty good roster. They won a lot of games last year. They're going from a veteran quarterback to a kid who's never played in the NFL before. And that's a kid who, let's face it, that Michigan offensive line was dominant. I mean, he had a dominant run game. He had a dominant offensive line. Well, the verdict, a lot of people were saying, how could you take him that high? Harbaugh didn't make him do anything. The team, the offense won the game. McCarthy was just along for the ride. He didn't even look that great against Maryland. I mean, there was a lot of that going around.
I was not a big McCarthy fan.
So you're going to tell me that you're not going to try to upgrade an offensive line that had its share of issues? And try to provide him with everything you can to allow him to develop quickly. Like, I think they feel really good about their wide receivers. They feel really good about their tight ends. I think they couldn't run the ball last year the way they'd like, in part because a lot of it had to do with the offensive line. So whether it's the kid Gray Zabel, an interior offensive lineman who I think teams like more than some of the mock drafters, or maybe it's a tackle they think could also kick inside. I do think that's a team that is looking to get somebody to start from day one, start on that offensive line, and help get that unit going.
They're sort of pigeonholed into that selection when you consider the fact that they only have four picks.
Yeah.
First round, third round, fifth, and sixth. That is it.
Yeah. I don't even know where the value is. I looked at it like 3 weeks ago, but I mean, Vikings first pick offensive line. It's sometimes it just is what it is. That might be like a minus 175 type deal at this point, but that is a team that I feel like they have a particular need with that pick.
Jason, we're less than 2 weeks out from the draft, and there's a lot of stuff out there in the NFL atmosphere, and you know the Ravens are going to host something tomorrow called the Liar's Lunch. So you wonder what to believe. How much of the Shedeur Sanders slipping buzz are you buying? Because there's a lot of it.
I'm certainly not buying this idea now that like Jackson Dart might go before him. Like that seems to have floated out into the ether over the weekend. I think he's a prospect who still has some flaws, like most of these kids. And there are some really good defensive players in particular in this draft who definitely are top 10 picks, should be top 10 picks. I mean, how far does he fall? I don't know. Like, if he goes ninth overall to the Saints, is that a fall? I get it's less money than at second overall. Like, I get that. But, I mean, I don't think that's precipitous. I mean, I don't think he's getting past them. And I don't think they're taking Jackson Dart over him. So, I mean, I don't think Deion Sanders and the Sanders family would be, like, crying in their soup if he, you know what I mean? If he went and, if that program sent the second overall pick and the ninth overall pick to the NFL, considering where that program was when he got there, I don't, you know, I mean, sure, you want him to go as high as possible, but I mean, is that terrible?
No.
That offense had its share of issues last year.
Yeah.
Kid took a lot of sacks, like, there were some, you know, there's some things that have to get cleaned up. So, but the whole, some of these sidebars that have sort of materialized, no, I don't think Jackson Dart is the second quarterback in this draft.
Coming up next here on the program, and Eric Longenhagen's going to join us. Longenhagen's going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock. He's from Fangraphs, and interesting top 30 Orioles prospect list just came out from Fangraphs. Get his thoughts on the Orioles farm system. But coming up next, we stick with football, and Eric DaCosta is not one to trade up, but he's got 11 picks and not a lot of needs. Is this the year where we see the Leopard change his spots? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.